Chapter 4. "My Chuck, you were quite the hero out there," Faye said, digging around in the shed until she found a first aid kit. Chuck gave a sheepish grunt and fished a bottle of ibuprofen out of the box. "I'm fine, except my head hurts. I think I hurt our fearless leader, though. Damn near twisted my hand off. Give me some of that." Dr. Mailer grabbed the ibuprofen out of Chuck's hand. "You could at least pretend to be hurt," he groused in Joe's general direction. "It would make an old man feel better." "I'm pretty sure one of you bruised me a little bit. Somewhere?"
He didn't reach for the ibuprofen, so Faye figured he was lying. She noticed that he was holding his right arm at an odd angle, though he wasn't palpating the muscles in the joints like someone who was injured. He just held it out there, studying it now and then, occasionally brushing his fingers lightly over the skin. Their work day was interminable, even for those workers not nursing cuts and bruises. As they measured and marked the area to be excavated, they were aware of the law enforcement presence just across the road. It was obvious every time a car roared up, then slowed to a crawl as it passed within sight of the mound. Were those cars full of rubberneckers hoping to see what the fuss was all about? Were they driven by Choctaws cruising past to make sure no one had desecrated their heritage? Some of the drivers honked as they passed. So maybe they were Calhoun's friends wanting to let the man know he had their support. "Why aren't those people at work on a Friday?"